Welcome to the Anchor and Quill podcast. This podcast contains audio from our Come and See RCIA program presentations, weekly homilies, fall discipleship series, and much more. We hope that these episodes help you to grow deeper in your faith and relationship with Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church.
Let us treat others with the same passion and compassion with which we want to be treated.
We have a duty, a sacred duty, to welcome the stranger and serve them as we wish to be served.
What great comfort that Jesus Christ is our good shepherd and will walk with us through all of this so we don't have to be overwhelmed.
It's no longer you, but Christ in you. And now we can do something amazing. Now we can do something different.
This episode contains the homily of Father Austin Murphy for the third Sunday of Lent. And now, here's Father Austin.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that the disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As if we didn't have enough to squirm about in the pulpit these days, we come to this episode in our cycle of liturgical readings where we hear St. Paul go on and on about being subordinate to one another. And wives, in particular, should be subordinate to their husbands. And again, they should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. Did you happen to hear that? Yeah. Sure, he throws in there that husbands should love your wives, but for the most part, the damage is done, isn't it? This particular reading is the source of much consternation among men and women, wives and husbands, who have listened to it for years, right? Did you want to hear this morning, ladies? I'm not going to ask the guys. I mean, you guys got to go home with them. You know, the lectionary even gives us an out, cutting out all that subordination language and just focusing on the husbands love your wives stuff. But Mason decided he wanted to read, right? I know, no. The fact that you heard that today is my choice. So ladies, focus your ire at me, not your significant others. It's not their fault. But why? Why did Paul write this? We could sit here from 2,000 years away and talk about the patriarchal society of the time or Paul's apparent inherent misogyny. However, what if we set aside our tendency to be offended and really see what this is all about? Because I believe there is something very important here, and it could even speak to the terrible news that our church is embroiled in these days. Sometimes when you hear something that you don't particularly like, you tune out the rest of it, right? That happens to me too. I get so focused on something I didn't like, I just start replaying it, and I miss everything else afterwards. The key to understanding this particular passage of Scripture is the last line of the reading. Did anyone tune it out before we got there? It's okay. It's okay if you did. It happens. But I'm going to read it to you again. The last line of this reading says, "This is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the church." I speak in reference to Christ and the church. Paul was only ever about Jesus. Regardless of our possible image of St. Paul as a wizened old curmudgeon who's always grouchy about something, he spoke often and beautifully about love. And in particular, the love of Christ. He is the one who gave us that beautiful reflection on love from 1 Corinthians that we hear often at weddings, huh? Love is patient. Love is kind. It doesn't put on airs. It is not pompous or inflated. Love never fails. The same Paul who wrote that wrote this. Why should he not still be filled with that love of Christ as he writes? And so this should always be what we are looking for when we read Paul. Not how is the old man going to offend me this time? The mystery of Christ and his church is what I want to focus us on. That mystery is what will guide us through the midst of our current storm. This mystery is not one of an institution. It is not one of simple traditions. It is not one of power and subjection. We might be tempted to see it that way when we look at the institutional church as a whole, but this is not the will of God. And the will of God is what we should be about, isn't it? When St. Paul calls wives to be subordinate to husbands, and when he calls husbands to love their wives, he is speaking of the essential relationship that we all must have with one another and with God. That is what any true religion is about. The submission of our ego, our will, to that of God who created us. The only way I can remain in a church led by flawed men is that I recognize that it is not their church, nor is it mine. It is Christ's church, right? Repeat that with me. It is Christ's church. He is the reason anyone is here. He is the one who loves us with that love that Paul is writing about. He is the one who submitted his will to the Father's will as a wife to a husband and loved us so much that he died for us as a husband should for a wife. This is the mystery at the heart of who you and I are as disciples. It isn't about a woman being somehow subordinate to a man or a man lording his manliness over anyone. That is disordered. That is wrong. It is sinful. Frankly, it is that same disordered view that leads to the sorts of crimes and sins that are at the center of this current crisis. However, not so with Jesus. And not so with those who wish to follow him. He is the one who feeds us with his very self, his flesh and his blood. It is complete and total divine love that makes this possible, and we can get it nowhere else. When we despair and feel drawn to leave the church because of the terrible sins of her leaders and her ministers, we are reminded that we are not here for them, but for Jesus. That is the great mystery into which we have all been joined, and in which we find life. Even through this terrible storm of scandal, we can find the joy of our true faith, rooted in that mystery of Christ and his church, of Christ and you and me. He is the one to whom we can turn when everyone else has disappointed us. He is the one to whom we all can say, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
Thank you for listening to the Anchor and Quill podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. You can find more content by visiting us at www.olhstchurch.com or through your favorite podcasting app. Until next time, go in peace.